Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, live from Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. Doug Whaley with us until 10 o'clock, and he's brought to us by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. Doug, good morning to you, buddy. How you doing?
Doing
better. I do the right microphone. That's my bad.
That's all right.
Oh, there we go.
Doing better than the furniture stores in West Virginia.
Oh.
Because I'm sure they were looking to sell some couches.
Doug, we don't burn new furniture, okay? We burn old furniture.
Yeah, but you got to buy the new furniture to replace
it. Replace the old, yeah.
There you go.
I did see a meme circulating in West Virginia circles that said, for the last 6 years, furniture has been safe, and it's true. We will obviously dive headfirst into the Steelers. There is a ton going on, but while we're on it, got yourself a squad, got yourself a quarterback at the University of Pittsburgh. How are you feeling today after digesting? You were just saying you watched some of the film, too.
The way I'm feeling is very encouraged because you have two things, and we all talk about the most important relationships on a football team, and it's quarterback, OC, slash head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they're all on the same page because the head coach is like, hey, Cade, this is you. And you want to talk about two stars in the making, Eli Holstein and Cade Bell. Cade Bell's offense is the opposite of what you're seeing next door to them in the Steelers. And you want to talk about when living in your fears, from now on, that's just one of, I'm equating living in your fears to Aaron Rodgers and how everything is about him. Because it's not living in your fears when you have a freshman quarterback, redshirt freshman quarterback, and they're doing what they're doing compared to, and let's look at these stats, and I brought this up. If I told you you had a team that was coming off a playoff year with a fourth year quarterback, or a team coming off a 3-9 season with a redshirt freshman. Tell me the one stats. I'm giving you two stats to the quarterbacks and tell me which one. 30 for 43, 273 yards, 6.3 per attempt, one TD, 94 rating, or 71 for 105, 926. 0.9, 9 TDs, and 2 interceptions, 167 ratings. Which one's the 4-year vet and which one's the rookie?
Mm.
Which one's coming off the playoff team and which one's coming off 9? That's not living in your fears.
He just dropped the mic.
Yeah, he did.
You see that?
Yes, he did.
So what you're saying is if you were in the position to be making the decisions for the Steelers, you would have Justin Fields open it up more.
Well, because it sets you up for your next decision. You have to find out about Justin Fields. And we understand crawl, walk, run. But you, at some point, you have to let that guy, for the lack of a better term, cook. Mm-hmm. And guess what? We all know that defense is legit. They're going to save you. Don't worry about it. If he throws a pick, they're still going to be a good defense. Just because he turns it over, what are they going to say? Oh, he turned it over. We're done? That's where you can't have it both ways. I think the defense is chomping at the bit. Coach, let them loose. We got your back. Don't live in your fears.
Yeah.
Trust us, because we trust us. You've been on championship teams. I've been on championship teams. Championship teams don't go in there and say, let's not lose it. They say, we're going to win it.
Yep.
When we were winning Super Bowls, when I was there, you saw the defensive guys fighting each other on the sidelines like, you made the play last time. I'm making it. Don't care what offense, do what you got to do, because we're good enough. We'll win the game. And for them to put that handcuffs on Justin Fields, it basically almost disrespects the defense, but it also puts you in a bind to say, well, what are we doing next year with Justin Fields? You want a guy that throws for one TDs in eight quarters, 267 yards? I mean, Cal, he does Bethel Park games. Tell me the stats of the Bethel Park game of the quarterback. Probably about the same.
Well, Doug, Broderick Jones had more penalties on one drive than they have touchdowns in the entire season.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm just saying that for the future of the organization, you got to do something. You got to let him go. You got to find out about this guy to say, yes, he is a quarterback of the future, and you've got the fail-safe. Your defense is still going to be good, and you're not going to be out of games.
Do you think it's more Arthur Smith or Mike Tomlin?
I think it's more Mike Tomlin. I mean, because he knows if he plays this way, he'll get his winning season and go into the playoffs and just say, hey, you know what? Playoffs, a new season, anything can happen. That's his mentality. And I'm not saying that's a bad mentality when you don't have a trigger man, but at some point when you have, if you don't have a trigger man and you don't have a defense, absolutely play this way. You have a defense and you're trying to find out about a trigger man, roll it. Roll the dice.
Mm-hmm.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Doug just coming firing off the ball this morning. Just firing off the ball, Doug. I mean, you've talked about this in the past. We talked about it a bunch last year. So you're trying to win football games now, or are you trying to build yourself to become a championship organization again? And so what I'm picking up, what you're putting down is you want to see if Justin Fields can be a guy that can lead you to a championship, but you're not going to find out that if you're just handing the ball off 38 times a game and throwing, what would you say? I mean, has he thrown it 45 times in two games?
He's thrown it 43 times in two games.
So you're not going to find out.
170. Yes. So for me, it's really putting handcuffs on the future of the organization and where you want to go and what you're preaching. The standards, the standards. Living the fears. If you're going to say it, live it. That's all I'm saying. And right now, it doesn't seem like they are living it. And in the end, Pittsburgh is a city of champions. They're not used to or want to get to the playoffs or win a playoff game. Think about that. And I told you, listen to T.J. Watt's end of the season press conference interview. He's like, I just want to win a playoff game.
That's the standard. Like, that's his standard.
Do you think Mel Blount ever said, I just want to win a playoff
game? No. That's the mentality.
James Harrison ever say, I just want to win a playoff game?
That's
That's where we are and the Steelers are right now. And you're not going to change by babying Justin Fields and not relying on your one thing that is the tried and true, and that's the defense. No, that's just where I'm coming
from. I mean, what? So they are on the road for two games or 2-0. They're back home for the first time against a team that kind of plays a similar style of brand of football. Like, would this be the best opportunity to unleash?
I think so.
Like, where's the excuses now? Right? I mean, September football, okay. Like, he talked about that yesterday, but where's the excuses on Sunday? I mean, you're home. You're in your home building. Yeah, you have two wins. You can afford a loss, really. Yes. Like, I mean, you don't want to lose, but it's the NFL.
You got time to make it up. And here's where I struggle when he says hostile environments. Everybody saw the Atlanta game, and you saw the fans there. It was probably 60-40 Steeler fans. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. Even in Denver, you saw terrible towels, and they were making noise. So yes, technically it's a hostile environment, but the way Steeler fans travel, not too many places you're not going to have some type of support and momentum coming in because you have enough fans there that it's not going to be as hostile as other places.
I don't care if you've got meteors falling on your head and you're playing on Mars with 800,000 people there. Denver sucks.
Yes.
I mean, that team's going to have a tough time scraping together a couple of wins this year. So environment, hostile, yeah, altitude, but like, come on. It is 9:10. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. So what I'm hearing from you, when healthy, you're not going to Russ.
I'm opening it up now, and then when Russ gets healthy, then you make the decision.
Okay.
It's a better... And I was always taught this. The people that are most successful, they don't make decisions. They let the information make the decisions. And right now, I don't see enough information because Russ hasn't done anything and Justin hasn't done anything. So I don't know how you make that decision. I'd rather make it obvious to everybody where, all right, you know, Justin is the guy. Hey, you got hurt. Sorry, but we're moving on. Wally Pipp, whatever. Tom Brady. That happens. Russell, you've had a great career. You can go somewhere else next year. But I just need to see it. I just do. But if that's their game plan, maybe that's going to be their game plan even with Russ.
That's what I was about to ask you. Do you think it'll change with Russ?
I would hope. But if not, we're just going to be in a slugfest all year long talking about, oh, yeah, we scoped that one out. Oh, yeah. And then when we get in the playoffs, what are we going to get?
Same thing. And it gets steamrolled because you can't put up points. And I'm trying to look at things different in September than I am in October and November. And I can understand trying to get out of those environments with wins and then get better. And I do think we've heard good things from Arthur Smith, but I'm going to need to see that soon. Like, you're going to need to a lot of bad football being played right now.
No doubt.
Find a way to win bad football. But at some point, you got to win games when the football starts getting played good.
Yeah,
bad English, but you get what I'm saying.
And what I'm saying is, I'm not sit there and say drop Justin Fields back 60 times. But from Atlanta to Denver, loosen it up a little more. Mm-hmm. Denver to here, loosen it up a little more.
That's
all I'm saying. Yeah. Just feed them, but at least loosen them up so you can understand what you have, or you can say, you know, Russ, thanks, but this guy is balling and he's getting better. The more we give him, the more appetite he has for success, and he's having. So that's what my thought process is for the valuation of your team and the evaluation of the quarterback position going forward.
We got a lot more to talk to Doug about as we go forward until 10 o'clock. He's joining us. It's a Wednesday. He always is. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. I actually think they've got a similar situation going on at tackle. So we'll run that past Doug when we come back. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. If you have a question for Doug or Dorn, football guys, you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills Kia.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.net. Schedule a heart screening today. Trust the nationally ranked experts at UPMC for your heart care. I'm actually mad at myself because I didn't have my heart monitor. I'm wearing one of them heart monitor things. I don't have it charged up. And then I had an event during the last segment. My heart got going and I can't do
it. Wait, let me see it. Was it like a...
Like what? I had to shave. I had to shave the chest too. You see this? Where's Doug? I guess put Doug up.
Wait, do you shower with that on?
Yeah, you can't submerge it, though, so I can't have my evening spa, yeah.
Yeah, you can't take a bath.
No.
Did you have to get used to it, or are you used to it? Is it really annoying?
I'm not used to it. I'm used to it being that it's super itchy, but I think that's because my hair is growing in from underneath, so today I have to remove it. I'll probably shave again, and I'm going to put the thing back on, and it's a whole pain in the ass.
So what's it supposed to determine?
What the hell's going on with my heart? That all kind of skip beats and weird stuff.
Oh,
so,
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. All
right. Yeah, one of those deals. Real quick on baths. I wish we had like an indoor jacuzzi. My parents had one growing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same.
See, I walked in on my parents. It was a bad time. What do you guys? Oh, God. Anyway, I tried to take a bath like half a year ago. I was like, I could drink a glass of wine. You know, I'm going to light a candle.
Get a candle.
I needed to relax, right? My back sucks. And I got into art. My legs are up by my nipples, you know, my knees. And I'm sitting there. And then I look down and my belly. I'm like, this, I don't want to look at myself in this position.
No, not at all.
Immediately drain the tub. And that was that. That'll make me the biggest loser today. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. That third voice there, you know, is Doug Whitt. He joins us every Wednesday for a full hour. We talked and have been talking about this Broderick Jones, Troy Faltanu situation. There are so many questions I would love to ask you, so I'm just going to throw it. I'm just going to throw it up. So how do you feel about the whole situation? And we can kind of narrow it down from there.
Well, I look at it this way. Think about it. Jones played eight games in college.
Mm-hmm.
This is only his 11th game in the pros. If you're taking baby steps with a Justin Fields that has played 42 games, why don't we give this guy some time? Now, he needs to mature as a player, not only on the field, but maybe off the field. Mm-hmm. And we're speculating just because we see what's going on the field. What is happening in his off-the-field life that may be affecting this? Because he's regressed. We've all seen it. We thought this guy was going to be on a trajectory that put him as one of the top. Obviously, move him over to the left and put him as one of the top guys in the league. Something is going on. Maybe it's a sophomore slump, whatever. But he is so young football-wise. So let's get a plan around him. Either have an assistant O-line coach working with him every day, watching film with him, and stuff like that. And I'm with him. If I'm not playing, you don't need to baby me. Make me earn my spot. I want to be out there because I've earned it, not because you think, oh, I'm a first-round pick and we need to get you in there just to save face. No, I'm good with that. But again, this guy hasn't played that much football.
and you need to take some time, and you're so much invested in him, why not? And it's just interesting where you got a guy, like I said, that played, this is 19th game, 20th game, and everybody's ready to give up on him, but everybody's jumping over for joy for Fields. It's the difference in position as a quarterback. Fields has played a lot more good ball and is still hasn't transcended what you thought or achieved what his draft status is. And now you got a guy that is had a blip in the radar. Let's see how he responds to adversity. And that's the thing that I think you need to give him the chance. They have to because of what they invested in him.
Well, I think people also are, you know, frustrated with Broderick Jones because you see Faltano's progression, you know, so quick. I mean, guy only had 2 weeks of training camp and he's starting, and then he only, you know, he had 20 pressures and gave up zero. Right. It's like, why, you know, what's
look,
going
look
on?
Look how much ball he played.
He played, too.
Yes.
I threw out the scenario, and I know that I kind of know now after we just discussed this where you'll probably fall down, come down on it. If Broderick Jones is just on the bench all year, if your plans are him not starting, could you trade him for a receiver? Because you do need a receiver still.
The only thing is, where are you going if you get hurt? If you have an injury to that position?
What's more, in your mind, what is more important? A number two receiver that you could get for a pedigree former first-round pick 2 years ago? Or depth on the offensive line?
Right now, the way they're playing, depth on the offensive line. Because they're not using the receiver. I just don't see them actually opening up the passing game enough to say, all right, if they were targeting the receivers outside of Pickens and they weren't performing, I'd be like, number two receiver. But they're not even targeting those receivers. So I don't think that's in their game plan. And just the background of Arthur Smith and how he was, then it's a number two receiving option. I look at it instead of a number two receiver. And I just think with Faltano already getting hurt and Dan Moore, and the way they want to play and run the ball, if you get a tackle hurt compared to a number two receiver, the way they're playing now, the tackle getting hurt is going to hamper your ability to play the way they want to play more than getting a number two receiver. Now, if you trade for another tackle and a receiver because he's a first-round pick, all right, now we're talking.
Man, I mean, I do understand where you're coming from, Doran. We've been over this. Like, if he's going to sit on the bench the rest of the year, he's played a handful of games at the NFL level in two seasons, and I'm supposed to believe that Dan Moore Jr. walks away at the end of the season, yeah, and you're going to plug him in at left tackle after you didn't really believe in the guy for a year? The more I've thought about this, I don't have too big of a problem with what they're doing right now, particularly because Justin Fields is playing, mm-hmm, and they have so much inexperience on that offensive line as is. My big problem is Dan Moore, by a lot of different metrics and the eye test, has not been great as a left tackle for a few years. Mm-hmm. And they let him play through that to the point where now he's playing well. Broderick Jones, a first-round pick, and when he stinks, he gets yanked.
Yeah, that's the lack of consistency.
Right.
And it's permeating through not only those decisions, a lot of other decisions. And that's the one thing we all say is, I don't care if whoever you meet, if they're a jerk off, as long as you're a jerk off all the time. If you're a nice guy all the time. But when you go jerk off, nice guy, I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And some of these decisions, the decision making isn't consistent. That's where I'm struggling around it. But again, think about this. Again, I'm always talking about the next move. So if you put him on the bench, are you letting Dan Moore walk next year?
We've talked about that,
right,
too.
Like, I mean, yeah.
You have to allow for players to get better, too. And I'm open to the possibility that Dan Moore Jr. has figured it out. He's played two good games. What if he plays 17 good games? If he does, and he's kept Broderick on the bench, I don't know how, with a straight face, you say we don't pay the guy then.
Right. You pay him, then you trade Broderick.
Then you trade him?
Then
yes. But there's an immediate need now. But you're saying that they're not even going to use a number two receiver. Maybe they're not targeting the number two receiver because they don't believe in the number two receiver. And if you get, say, a Terry McLaurin for Broderick Jones, you're probably going to target him, right?
You would think. You would hope.
You would hope so.
But, again, stats are saying that they ain't throwing that much.
If you could get a receiver for a pick instead of Broderick, I mean, that would be my preferred route. But you just don't know, mm-hmm, and you don't know who's going to be available. Yeah. Like Hopkins in Tennessee, he's available. I've also watched him.
He's old.
He's old.
He's a name.
So who's out there that mm-hmm. you're willing to part with?
And then also, they watch tape too. Who's out there that they would have loved him coming out of college
mm-hmm.
to say, all right, I'm going to give not only a receiver or a pick for this guy that they just benched. So that's where what's the return? Is it going to be commiserate to what you need in return or his draft status? That's where it gets a little tricky. But just again, if you have somebody that, oh, I love this guy, and you always have those coaches, I can get the best out of him. I can do it. Pat Myers doesn't know he's doing all this wrong. This is what we need to do. I got him, coach.
The one thing we can all agree on, I'm sure, is year two, Broderick Jones, and this is the conversation we're having, it's not good. That's not good.
That's not what you – and coach always says you like to see that major leap from year one to year two. You don't want to see a regression. But you can't, I just don't think it's right now. It was one game. You can't push the panic button right now.
Huh.
Positive.
Very
pragmatic.
Very
Whaley.
Positive.
All right. Coming up next, how about another hypothetical trade? We talked about this yesterday. It's been talked about a bunch in the national media world. We'll get to it when we come back with Doug Whaley. The Dolphins officially put Tua Tagovailoa on the IR yesterday. So he's going to be out at least 4 weeks. And you hate to speculate from there. You just don't know. I think most of us feel really bad for the guy that his career has gone down this path with the head injuries. But could it open up an interesting situation for the Steelers? It's been thrown around on our station. We talked about it yesterday. It's been thrown around nationally. What if the Miami Dolphins come a-calling Doug Whaley and say, hey, look, we feel like we could be a playoff team this year with Russell Wilson at quarterback. We're going to offer you X, Y, Z. How would you go about having a phone call if you're Omar Khan?
Oh, I would definitely listen. And the thing that you really, if I was in Omar's shoes, would be like, how confident am I that Justin Fields can play the 17 games? I don't think he's played.
He hasn't.
Yes. So am I okay with Kyle Allen for 4 or 5 games?
No.
And then from Miami's point of view, we're in this car dealership. If I pull in my car broke and I see another one up on a hoist and say, yeah, give me that one. This guy's not even healthy. He's not even practicing.
Right.
So why are you going to pop? You know what I mean? You need obviously immediate need and help right now. This guy's barely even practicing. So you're going to give up an asset for a guy that you don't know may not even be ready until the Tua's back in 4 weeks. So that's where I'm struggling with that. But in essence, if he was close to being healthy, if he was practicing and Justin, they're like, Justin's our guy, Wilson's completely healthy, then absolutely you got to explore that.
What would you ask for if you were the Steelers back in return?
Ooh.
Because obviously Miami's desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of have the upper hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about I brought it up on Monday. I was like, Doug talks about this all the time, how teams get desperate, especially at the quarterback position because, guys get hurt. Oh. Look at the situation right now. What would you ask for? And what do you think you could get?
I'd ask for a first, just like when Teddy Bridgewater went down to Minnesota and the Phillies sent Sam Bradford, they got a first. I'd ask for a first. Settle for a third and probably hopefully get a second because, you're playing with house money now. What I would be doing right now, if they called, I'd walk into Sheldon White's office and be like, look at all practice squad QBs out there or another QB that's on a backup or a third that we can – maybe you get a second and a fifth. Take a fifth, send it to someone else to get somebody else in because you don't want to decimate yourself at that position and just have Fields and Kyle Allen.
You mentioned that yesterday, too, I think, Doran. Like, you would need to buoy your quarterback depth here in Pittsburgh, too. Does it weigh in at all from a general manager's standpoint, Doug? Hey, Miami could be a playoff competitor. I mean, you are jockeying for position in the AFC against a number of different teams, obviously. But Miami, they're paying $50 million for those wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I talked about this yesterday, and I thought about it since then, Doran. Like, I said, Miami, if Tua's going to retire, just start over. But at the same time, like you mentioned, you have $50 million bucks tied up in wide receivers. You want to win now?
Mm-hmm.
Does it make you pause if you're Omar Khan, if you would be considering it? Hey, I don't want to give this guy to a team that then they might get the playoff spot because they've got Russell Wilson.
Not if they're offering. That's why the compensation has to be so high. hey, you have to make it worth my while. I'm actually maybe shooting myself in the foot by sending him in the conference against a team that we may be trying to battle for that spot. You have to make it worth my while that I know if you get me this year, what I'm getting him back in return, if I invest it right, next year and the year after that, we're going to be trumping.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you got to. That's how I would think. Let's say that.
If you were Russell Wilson, wouldn't you want to play in Miami?
Yes.
Wouldn't you, knowing Melvin Ingram and James Harrison, all the guys we talked about yesterday, have forced their way out of here?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm starting to see the writings on the wall and I'm Russ, I might be saying, hey, Omar, maybe you've had a conversation, maybe you haven't, but if you guys don't want to be your starting quarterback, you can ship me to Miami.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Great town, great players, offensive coach. He's trying to get paid. He might know there's not a future there with Tua, but go up. You're going to put up bigger numbers there for sure than you're going to put up in Pittsburgh.
If I'm him, I'm definitely coming in with hopping on that leg and that calf. Like, I'm good. And I'd be on, hey, talking to my agent, reach out.
Yep.
Because that sets him up for his next move, because he may not get on the field here, which affects his ability to get paid next year. He knows he's going to have a good, at least 3 or 4 game run right now in Miami with those receivers and everything. And people, even if Tua comes back and he's a starter, look at that 4-game stretch, what he did. He puts up numbers. He's back. Then he can go and get another bag.
Do you think Tua should retire?
I would say this. He just got paid. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Walk away. I mean, you got the money. You got everything else, because in the end, if he was still in his rookie, I'd be like, stretch it out. But after you get that guaranteed money, you got to think about longevity.
Yeah.
You got to think about, and just me being a family man, just leaving that legacy. And if you're not around for your kids or your family or anything, because think about this, Miami Dolphins were there before him. They'll be there after him. They may remember his name. They may not. But who will? His family.
Yeah.
Would you do the same?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I would imagine, I mean, I can't put myself in this situation. I didn't play. I didn't suffer any of those injuries. But I would think, like, I mean, he probably got to be scared now.
Yeah.
Not knowing what's going to happen
and
down the road.
And it's not those concussions where people are out functioning and you're like, oh, man, I see stars or all this stuff. No. I mean, he's on the field.
Yes.
Petrified, like a petrified piece of wood.
Stuck.
Yes.
That's not good.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Not the first time. That's second. Or was it the third that he was petrified? I know it's two for sure.
Three.
Three. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's an ugly situation. You feel for a guy like that.
No doubt.
And I would never tell anybody what to do, but I mean, I would never tell anybody what to do in that circumstance. Either way, I think it's commendable. If you want to keep playing because that's what you want to do, hey, man, that's your decision. And if not, I think most people would understand.
And I think now is a lot different than before because everybody knows the ramifications, so it's a personal choice. Mm-hmm. Just like if you smoke now, you know you're most likely going to get cancer and die.
Mm-hmm.
But if you choose to smoke, that's on you. They know the ramifications. That's why it's a little different than why they had the suits before. They were trying to hide it from people, and they didn't know, like, oh, I get concussions. I might end up being crazy and either kill myself or kill somebody else. They didn't know. You know now. Anybody that chooses to play football, you know the risk you are signing up for. So, again, like you said, it's a personal choice.
Yeah, it's basically a warning label. People know. All right, coming up next, a couple league questions for Doug and Doran when we come back. All right, Doug Whaley here with us. One final save. We're having fun on a Wednesday. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in South Hills. Doug, 0-2 Ravens, 0-2 Bengals. Which team's got a better chance, in your opinion, of righting the ship?
Oh, Cincinnati, for sure. I mean, what they did out there in Kansas City, even though Baltimore did it, I'm a big Joe Burrow fan. I am, and I think you've seen them start slow before in years past, and they've turned it on. And when you really look at it now, these September games are basically glorified preseason games.
Yeah.
People are just trying to say, okay, what type of team are – start in October, you know, okay, these are the teams, these are their identities and stuff like that. I think Cincinnati's the one.
We had Jason Locke Four on. Mm-hmm. He's our Odyssey insider. Yeah. What was that, Tuesday, yesterday? And he said he never thought that Derrick Henry was going to work out in Baltimore, and it seems to not be working out. Why do you think it's not working out there?
I don't know if it's Derrick Henry or their offensive line. You see Max Crosby just obliterate those guys. So I'm not putting it on Derrick Henry just yet. I think it's the offensive line. And if he's the type of guy that does need some room to be effective, and he's a volume guy, and if he doesn't have any room, if he's getting hit as soon as he gets the ball, no back's going to be proficient in them when that happens. So I'm more looking at the offensive line than Derrick Henry in the fit.
All right, last one for you. The Bryce Young situation in Carolina. Do you think it's the right call to bench him right now?
I think right now maybe he does need to take a step back. Now, if you're benching him, you better have a plan. Meaning, if you're benching him, you have an assistant QB coach watching every rep, sitting watching film with him on the sideline during games, talking about, all right, here's the play, looking at the video, saying this is what he saw. Have the quarterback come off that's playing and say, all right, let's talk this through. Even though he's talking to the OC, the head coach, quarterback coach, what are you seeing? And then having Bryce listen, make it a learning experience and help try to develop him instead of just say, sit on the bench and read cards and run the scout team. You can't do that.
He threw for 63 yards last week. And they paid an offensive lineman $100 million. They got Deontay Johnson. They have actually started to build up around him. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I guess it tells – sometimes that first season can be – I mean, we saw it with David Carr way back when.
Yeah.
I thought he had all the potential in the world. He winds up getting sacked 70 times.
It just shows you how tough that position is to play and even tougher to evaluate.
Doug, this was fun. Mm-hmm. Despite the – backyard brawl talk in between the segments.
Second, hopefully, 30. No Jayhawks by next week.
I think there's a.
Oh man, if you guys lose,
and I'm not talking Jeanette either.
We lose to Kansas all the time in basketball. All right, guys, Doran tomorrow 5:40.
Yes, sir.
And we'll have dear God, Pat Bostick for 2 hours. I'm sure it'll I'm sure it'll get easier for me tomorrow. Thanks to Callis, did a great job back in Green Tree. We've been live at Bowser Chevrolet Studio B out here in Monroeville. We love these guys out here. Great people, great place to be. Starkey coming up next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high 78.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.